Rishim Levi says that when Moshe went down from Hashem after receiving the Torah, the Satan asked Hashem, where's the Torah? Hashem said, I gave it to the earth. The Satan went to the Malach of the earth, to the Malach of the sea, of the depths, of destruction, of death. And each one told him that they don't know where the Torah is. The Satan went back to Hashem and told him what happened. Hashem told the Satan, go to Ben Amram. The Satan went to Moshe and he said, where's the Torah that Hashem gave you? Moshe said, who am I that Hashem should give me his Torah? Hashem said, Moshe, are you lying? Moshe said, the Torah is so precious. How can I take pride and boast that it was given to me? Hashem said to Moshe, since you humbled yourself in this way, the Torah will now be called by your name, like the Torah is called Torah's Moshe. He also says that when Moshe went up to Hashem, he saw Hashem putting crowns on the letters of the Torah. Hashem asked Moshe, you walked in, why didn't you greet me? Moshe said, it's not proper for a servant to greet a master. Hashem said, you should at least give me a blessing, that my work should be successful, meaning that Hashem should help the Yidden to keep the Torah. Moshe said, V'ato yigdon lakoyech Hashem kasher dibarta. Pasuk says that the people saw that Moshe was delayed, he was boishish in coming down the mountain. The word can be read, kiboshesh, the sixth hour had come, and Moshe still didn't come down. Moshe told the Yidden, after 40 days, he'd come down the sixth hour, and that hour passed with no sign of Moshe. The problem was the Eden were a day earlier in the counting. They counted the day that Moshe went up as day one, but in truth, the day one was not supposed to be till the next day. The Satan came and tried to confuse him. He said to the Eden, where's Moshe? They said he went up to Hashem. They said, but the sixth hour came, he didn't come back. Eden didn't pay attention to him. So the Satan said, Moshe died. They still paid no attention to him. He then showed them an image of Moshe lying dead in a bed. This caused the Eden to react and led to the Aveir of the Eagle. One of the Rabbanan Esrof Kahana, do you know the meaning of the name Har Sina? He said it refers to the mountain where miracles, Nisim, happened. Sinai, Lashon of miracles. He asked back to them, he said, but then the name should have been Har Nisai. So Rav Kahana said, maybe it's the mountain that brought a Simon Toiv to Klal Yisrael. Sinai Simon Toiv responded back. Then he said the name should have been Har Simonai. So this person of the Rabban explained that Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna both say it means the mountains that Hashem's hatred came down on the Goyim. Sina. That's why Loshon of Sinai. Because they didn't accept the Torah, so it was a hatred towards the Goyim. Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina said, this desert has five names. Called Midbar Tzin, because we received commandments, Tzivois. Midbar Kodesh, we became holy there. Midbar Kedemois, because the Torah which preceded the world was given there. Midbar Paron, because the Yidden multiplied there, Puruvu. When Hashem told the Yidden to return to their wives, each woman became pregnant with a boy. Midbar Sinai, because Hashem's hatred toward the Goyim descended there, and the actual name of the desert was Midbar Chayrev. Rabbo said the actual name was Midbar Sinai. It was called Chayrev because the destruction, the Churba, descended on the Goyim there. Mishnah said, Minayin Shekoshun Loshin Shel Zahiris. Mishnah brought the pasuk that said, Miyuchatoechem Kashonim Kashel Galbinu. Why does the pasuk use the word Kashonim? It should say Kashoni. Miyuchatoechem Kashoni. Rabbi Yitzchak explained the word Kashonim means Hashem is saying, even if your averus are as many and often as the sins of the earlier years, of all the averus of all the earlier years, from the time of creation until now, still I will forgive them. Kashel Galbinu. Pasuk says, Luchuna Avnivacha Yomer Hashem. Ovid explains this pasuk to mean that in the next world, Hashem will tell Klal Yisrael, go to one of the Ovis that they should give you Musar for the averus that you did. The Eden will say, who should we go to? Should we go to Avram Avinu? You told Avram Avinu we're going to Gaul, so you didn't even daven for us. Should go to Yitzchak? Yitzchak gave Esav a bracha that he should win over us when we don't keep the Torah. And Yitzchak didn't daven for us. So we should go to Yaakov. Yaakov was told that there's going to be future Gaulison after Mitzrayim, and he didn't daven for us. We want the Musar to come from you, Abishta. Abishta says, if so, I will forgive you for your averus. Pasuk says, Kiato Avinu, Ki Avram, Lo Yadonu, V'Yisrael, Lo Yakironu, Ato Hashem Avinu, Goyalinu, Me'olam Hashemecho. Shmuel Nachmanin and Rabbi Yonison explains the pasuk to me like this. In the next world, Abishta is going to Avram Avinu and say, your children did averus. Avram will say, okay, so let them be destroyed. And be Mekad Hashem Shemayim in that way. Hashem doesn't like that answer. He goes to Yaakov, who put more effort into his children. He had Tzar Gidl Bonim. So he figured they'd be more compassionate. He says to them, your children have sinned. Yaakov says, let them be destroyed and be Mekad Hashem Shemayim like that. Again, Hashem's not happy with that response either. He goes to Yitzchak and says, your children have sinned. Yitzchak says, okay, are they only my children, not your children? When they said Nasa before Nishma, you called them your children. Now that they did Aveir, so what, now they're only my children? In fact, Yitzchak will continue and say, a person lives 70 years. The first 20 years of a person's life, he doesn't get punished from Shemayim. That leaves 50 years of punishable time. Half of that time a person sleeps, that leaves 25 years of possible time for punishment. Half of that time, a person's davening, eating, going to the bathroom, at least 12 and a half years of potential sinning time left. So the Yitzchak says to Abishta, if you will bear those sins, then great. If not, I'll take half and you take half. If you insist that I have to take the entire thing, fine. So I already allowed myself to be brought as a carbon to you, and that should be enough. The Yidden will then say to Yitzchak, you are our father. Kiato Avinu. Yitzchak says, don't praise me, rather, Ato Hashem Avinu Goyaleinu Me'olam Shemecha. Go and let's praise Hashem, and the Yidden will take a go and turn to Hashem and praise him. Chiyah Barabba Nehemi Yechanan says, Yaakov Avinu really should have gone to Mitzrayim and changed just like the Yidden went to all Golis and like that, but the Schus of Yaakov prevented him from having to do that. Dr. Mishnah B'chayef and Shabbos taking out wood that has to be big enough to cook a dried fig size piece of a chicken egg. B'chayev Shabbos taking out spices, that's be enough to spice an easily spiced egg. All spices combined for this amount. B'chayev Shabbos taking out materials used to create dyes, you have to take out enough dye to dye a small piece of a woman's hat. B'chayev Shabbos taking out cleaning agents, has to be enough to clean a small piece of a woman's hat. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to take out enough to remove a blood stain, because cleaning agents mentioned in the Mishnah, these ones are used to remove blood stains from a needle to see if they're taka blood or not. Back tomorrow, we already learned the size of a piece of wood, that it has to be big enough to cook an easily cooked egg. In the previous Mishnah, while we repeat it, you would think that's only for a broken reed that has no other use. use, but something that could be used like as a teeth of a key, maybe that's chai if you're taking out a smaller piece. That's what the Mishnah says. It's halacha over here as well. Havelin kivdei letabo beitz akala. Another Mishnah says spices combined. Chitzki says only when they flavor together nicely do they combine. Our Mishnah doesn't make that differentiation. Our Mishnah means that as well.